It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
We've got a special guest joining us in the studio.
Yes, we do. And this is how much he cares about work.
Yeah.
That he'll let us drag us in this, drag him in this early. It's Benny from Workdays.
Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for coming in so early.
No worries.
Appreciate it. Now, I was away for the last 4 weeks with the new baby and whatnot.
Of course.
But over that time, you had a little bit of leave as well, didn't you?
Yes, I had 3 days. Just like a half week just to, you know, have a bit of rest and recuperation.
And you have been working your A off.
Yeah,
like, for those who don't know, Benny is just such a hard worker. You're doing all your on-air stuff, but also your creative writing on the side.
Writing and ads in the background.
Exactly. Yeah.
Some of my stuff you'd be hearing on air as well.
Many hats. Many hats you do wear. What did you get up to on those 3 days that you had off?
As you may have heard, I got sick and had to get another COVID test.
Okay.
So, yeah, that takes the tally up there once again.
Okay. Right. Now, before you give us the tally, this is the thing. I've had 2.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, you've had none.
None.
Okay. Now, Benny, how many COVID tests in total have you had?
I have now had 11.
11.
11.
Yes, because I miscounted the other day. I actually recounted them the other day because I thought my last one was 10. It was actually 11.
Okay.
So
you've had 11 COVID tests and none of them have been required by work.
No.
So that we know there are people out there that get tested once a week or once every few days for a professional reason.
Yep.
But you have literally just since COVID popped off, started last year.
Yes.
11 tests.
11 COVID tests, yes.
What are the chances that you're Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine's most tested man?
Maybe. I guess apart from probably Geelong Footy Club players who would get tested quite a lot.
Again.
Just a normal residential guy, I might be the highest tested person in the city.
That's it. Work related for the Cats boys.
But
So then my next question for you is, is it a... Like, we are a very accepting show.
Yeah,
100%.
We're very open-minded.
Whatever you're into.
And, we will support you.
That's our slogan, whatever you're into.
That's right, whatever you're into. Tom and Loggy, whatever you're into. Is it like, this is not kink shaming, are you into it? Are you like, test me?
Got to tell you the truth.
Yeah, okay.
The first one I went along to, and they swabbed the mouth, and I was just like, swab the mouth, no worries. And then they put the swab up the nose, and they went just that little bit further, and the right foot kicked out, and I was like, ooh, okay.
I've hit something.
Hello. Hello, sailor.
And then ever since then, you've been chasing the dragon,
exactly.
So it is.
Get it again.
You're getting a little bit excited talking about it right now, aren't you?
Maybe just a little bit.
So with the prospect of home testing, you know, those quick test kits. Mm-hmm. Are you getting a bit excited about that?
Maybe. I'll be going to the chemist's warehouse and just going nuts.
Big Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. All right. Okay, so it is a sexual thing. Great. Good to know.
In all seriousness, I do have crazy sinus issues that I've been dealing with since before COVID. You just never knew about them because COVID wasn't a thing at the time, I didn't have to get tested all the time to go and see my specialist.
Yeah. Your beautiful deep voice as well, when people, you can hear that. I mean, that's all part
thanks
of
to
your,
my sinus issues.
Exactly. You can hear that sexual sinus thing going on.
Yeah. It's lovely, isn't it?
So it's all due to that.
Yeah.
But I still think I do not know anyone in the realm of 11 tests.
No.
And I'm happy for that to be the story, the sinus thing, mate.
Hey,
I gotcha.
We'll say like a, I don't know, 60-40, the sinus thing and the other one.
That's right.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
So I'm not super organised with my apps, but I don't just let stuff pile in. You know how when you download an app, it just appears on the next spot on your home screen?
Yep.
Do you just leave them like that? Mm-hmm. They just bank and bank and bank, and then it moves to another tile, another screen.
You don't
group them. You know how you can put them in little groups and stuff.
I do have some grouped ones. I have a grouped one called Trash, and they're all the ones that they just come with the iPhone. And I'm like, I don't need, the compass right now.
I've got that too, but I called it Stuff.
Missed the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy
on K-Rock.
Yesterday, I took Wombi for a walk on the beach and I noticed something. And as I noticed this, I thought, you know what? I'm about to become a person that I never thought I'd become.
Did he do a poo and you just kick some sand over and keep walking?
No, I
you
never
didn't
do
kick
that.
Sand over it.
Never
oh my
do
God.
That. Never do that. He did do a poo.
And you just left it on the sand without kicking sand over it. That's rude.
No. I only do that if he does a water bog one and the ocean comes. I'll wait until the wave and then I'm like, nah, it's still there. I'll pick it up. Always pick it up. Always.
Okay.
Right?
Funny thing is, you also don't believe in plastic bags, so you just use your bare hands.
I do, yeah, just, and just put it in my pocket.
Fill your pockets with dog turd.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is all related, okay? So, went for a walk and we're going down the path in Colindina.
Yeah.
And as we were going down, he decided to relieve himself.
Sure.
So, I picked it up in a bag that is compostable.
I'd say compostable.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's a weird word, but it fits.
Sounds like someone that works for the police.
Yeah.
Compostable Jones reporting for duty.
So, then, yeah, picked it up. Whatever, came down the stairs to go onto the beach and was going to put it in the bin, but I noticed that the bin was full to the point of overflowing.
Oh, okay? Come on, guys.
Thank you.
I mean, it's a bit hard. Is that an essential service? The person whose job it is to empty that bin?
Yes, of course. Okay, well, surely.
Sure, okay. Well.
Surely. I don't know if it's council related. I don't know, but Jesus Christ. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so rubbish is overflowing. There's a KFC box on the floor. There's
good
a coffee
people.
Cup on the floor.
Yeah.
Good people, yeah. But I'm saying...
Bad people that leave litter.
Exactly, yeah. Right? Anyway, I had in my hand a bag of crap.
Yeah.
And I was just about to start my walk and I thought, well, I can't put this in here.
Not in good faith, just drop it on the top of the bin knowing that there's a real good chance that it's going to fall off and just make its way back into nature.
And I went in my head, I'm like, I'll pop it on top and then when I come back, I'll pick it back up.
Sure.
And I thought, well, no, because then how am I going to know whether it's his or not? That would be gross, me picking up someone else's scrap. So I held on to it.
Yeah.
And for the 40-minute walk,
yep.
I held on to it. Right? Carried a turd.
Yep.
Got back, went back, way up the stairs, found another bin and put it in there.
Good on you. And I've done that too. I've gone out for a lovely walk and Ruby has dropped her, you know, a poo, whatever, two houses down from our place.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe just a little too far to go home and drop it in your bin. And so you pick it up and you carry that bag of turd for the whole walk. And
it just makes
the nice walk that you were going for a little bit shit.
Because you never trust... that it's going to contain itself within the bag.
Oh, mate, I swing it like I'm a bobby, like an English police officer.
Hey. Nice, you live on the edge. Anyway, I got home with this photo and I thought, I'm a member of the OGBH community Facebook page, right?
Yep.
And I thought, I'm going to post this photo.
Cool.
Because this needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
And I've never posted anything in the OGBH.
No.
Right? But
okay.
I see a lot of posts in there.
Yeah.
So I posted it and then I thought, okay, this is what I'm thinking. I was thinking of putting we're better than this. And then I thought, no, maybe that's a bit, you know, angry. So I thought, well, maybe write a joke. The bin chickens are happy. And I thought, no, I'm not happy with that either.
No, and you said write a joke.
Yeah, I know. And then I said, a weird concept, stay with me. Finding the closest rubbish bin is full, holding on to your rubbish until you can dispose of it later.
Okay, a little bit sassy.
Right, a little bit sassy.
A little bit
anyway,
sarcastic.
So I went with that,
posted it.
And then as it was waiting to be, you know, clicked through.
Uploaded.
Because people need to approve it.
Yeah.
And then I got scared and I deleted it. I just didn't want
any of that. Classic. Hopefully everybody from Ocean Grove's listening though. Little sass pants.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Bad bustling Dean Lewis. We did work out that if he was to fight Vance Joy, Vance would win, didn't we?
Yeah. That's what I don't know. I just don't get that vibe.
Hmm.
What about if he was to fight Matt Corby?
Oh, he would win 100%.
Yeah.
Matt Corby is no Muay Thai. That's for sure. He does not wear shiny boxer shorts.
No.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Log.
On K-Rock.
Joining us from the newsroom is Adam.
Hello.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Congrats to you too. You've been part of this show.
Yeah. Has it actually been 2 years?
Yeah, man. Wow. I know. Crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It just doesn't seem like it because a large portion of it, we've not done anything because of lockdowns.
Yeah. But also, I mean, we've kept the same things going.
Yep.
You know, some people would start a new game, but not us.
No.
This game is also celebrating 2 years today.
No, it's much longer.
It's more than that.
Yeah. This game was around long before you were. But it is Lyrical Headlines. Let's play.
It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
See, it's nice to have traditions and some sort of continuity in these uncertain times. It's also Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Thursday base game. So who are we to take this game away from the people?
100%. And also gets you in here, Adam, which we don't get to do often.
Yeah, it's always fun coming in, saying good day, having a bit of a chat.
Yeah, and being our quizmaster.
Being quizmaster. All of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job as if they are news bulletins.
Mm-hmm.
Loggie and I need to guess not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other person gets a free run at it with extra lyrics. Best of three arrangement. Our names are our buzzers. Tom!
Loggie!
I think we're ready to play. Is everybody ready to play?
Yep.
Do it.
Lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I've got a car. I've got
Tom.
A...
Lucky.
Tom.
It's Shannon Knoll Drive.
Yeah, it is. Well done. That was quick.
So funny. We played a game with him once.
Yeah.
Where, with Knowlesy?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Knowlesy's roadside assist.
Yeah, that's it.
And I just put him in a set of circumstances, a whole different circumstances, and said, would you stop? And
that's a good idea. Yeah.
And then he'd be like, nah, let's drive. And we'd drive for it. Let's drive. Good times.
Real fun.
See how we used to do things?
We used to do things. Question number two.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I wish that heaven had visiting hours.
Loggy. Ed Sheeran, visiting hours.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness.
This is, do you know why? Because it came out when you were away, so you haven't had the chance to embed it in the brain yet.
Oh, is this
the... This is the brand new one.
Yeah.
We had to sign a form, Adam. They got very excited. They're like, sign this form. You can't tell anyone. Such exciting news. They're like, oh, my God, Tom... get stuffed, you missed out. We're totally going to chat to Ed Sheeran. They're like, no, it's just bringing a new song out. Like,
and you get to play it.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay, one point apiece. This is the tiebreaker. Question number three.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Brother Pally's back in the back. Sweet Zena's in the front.
Loggy!
Loggy.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, go on.
Yeah, give it a go.
Go on.
How bizarre, OMC.
Yes, it is!
Oh,
well done.
I didn't know. You know what? How funny is this guy just being like, yeah, go on.
I wasn't aggressive like that. I was like, here we go. I wanted to know if you could remember OMC.
Do you know why? Because my sister had that on CD.
Wow.
She had the single.
Well done, mate.
That's
cruising
good.
Cruising in the hot, hot sun. What a song. We used to have fun with that.
Very quick.
Oh, my God. You know, even, I think Andy won some.
Yeah, he won a couple. He was also off the mark quite a bit as well.
Oh, yeah.
But
and he would just throw random things. He'd be like, Britney Spears, Excel spreadsheet. We're like, what? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Andy, what a lot of fun he is. Cool. All right, well done. So you're on quite the tear.
Yes.
Lyrical Headlines returns next week. Thanks for your time, Adam.
Pleasure. Tom and Long. K-Rock.